Saturday, a very special man will be doing something very special for charity. Chris's dad, despite a recent quadruple heart bypass, will be taking part in the Sport Relief Moyles Mile in Leeds. Barely out of hospital, this brave man, with doctors and nurses watching his every move, will walk the most important mile of his life. This unselfish beacon of humanity will risk his own health to help others. There's no kinder thing that one human can do for another. So, show you care for Chris's dad. Text Chris to 82125 now. It'll cost you a pound, and 70 valuable pence will go to Sport Relief to help those more needy than ourselves. Make Chris's dad's day and text us now, 82125, and make his sacrifice worthwhile.
Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alid. Flagship entertainment on National Radio 1.
Hey mama, this that beat that make you...
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to our lovely show. Alid has gone mad. I've only just noticed it. He's running around this morning. For a start, he's Marco-like today.
That actually is true for some reason.
And secondly, he has no idea what's going on. He's ordering breakfast for everyone, and then he goes, he's walking out the door. I'm like, looking at Rachel, I haven't ordered anything. Have I ordered anything? No, I haven't ordered. Alice, what am I having? You're having a sausage sandwich with ketchup. Oh, that's nice. Thanks very much. How do you work that out? Because you told me. No, you haven't asked. What? No, I have, because then Dave said he wants that as well. No, I didn't say that. What?
I do apologise. I'm really tired this morning.
And by the way, Alad was the one of the only a few of us who left the pub yesterday sober.
Why?
Because you're a girl's blouse?
No, because I had to come back to work and do some more work.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that, yeah. One. They should be higher at the food chain, then you don't have to bother. Alad, off you go. Breakfast.
Bye.
He's a treasure. You know, you can't find stuff like that anymore, Dave.
He's a special person.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Right, morning then. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles. Let's get the show started then. That was Black Eyed Peas. Hey Mama, Lou Reed up next. Let's get news and support from Dominic and Juliet. It's 1 minute past seven.
15 people are hurt as a minibus crashes on Merseyside.
And England are blown away at Lords.
Radio Newsbeat, it's exactly 4 minutes past seven.
Good morning, Dominic Bird.
Good morning to you.
And good morning, Julie Drunkiet.
Good morning, Christopher.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you reckon you were drunk last night? Scale of 1 to 10.
I'd say very, number 10.
All right, 4,723. And that's a scientific fact.
Blown away, I think.
Well, what do you say about that?
Not a lot.
We all went out yesterday for a bit of a business meeting stroke luncheon thing. I won't bore you with it, but it was just to discuss the last 6 months of the show and future things coming up. Also to welcome our brand new executive producer into the team on all of this. Juliet missed most of this as she was trolled after one glass of rosé.
I wasn't that bad.
Yes, you were, Juliet. You really, honestly.
Not were. After one glass.
You were bad enough. By one glass, everybody around the table knew you were drunk.
I was just happy.
By the second glass, everybody around the table knew you were really drunk. By the third glass, people had started to leave.
Only Dominic left early.
And Alad and Will.
They
and
had
Josh.
Work to do.
Right. They all didn't have work to do.
They all hate me.
People started turning up, taking photos of Juliet, load of tourists and stuff. And after the big Grand Prix thing in London last night, they all came up and stood outside the pub, half a million people, pointing and smiling at Juliet. As she went from chair to floor several times. It was a beautiful moment, Jules.
I did it for you.
Yeah. You did it because you're an alcoholic.
My mum will be so proud.
Did it because you have a drink. Hello, Mrs. Farrington. Your daughter, Juliet, has a drink problem. There just isn't enough in the world for her. Ooh. There you go. See? Falling over again. I had to remind her this morning of several things that happened yesterday, including her parting shot, which was shouted as loud as she could across the beer garden from the street. See ya! Wouldn't want to be ya!
That's always nice to end on that.
Beautiful. And then stuck her two fingers up either side of her mouth and nose and stuck her tongue through the middle. Like that.
It's a shame I left early, Jules, to see all this.
You really missed a right royal treat. She also has a very hilarious and not irritating at all habit of hearing one word from somebody else's conversation and then getting the absolute wrong end of the stick and having a conversation then about that word. So let's say Dave and Dominic are talking about Wayne Rooney, and then he says something like, well, yeah, I mean, how do you feel? Do you think I'll go to Manchester? Well, I don't know, but, I mean, you know, obviously, what with him being so young. Young? Who's young? I know someone young. Do you know how old I am? I'm a young me. Are you drinking that? It's like Dylan Moran in Black Books, but female. Anyway, that said, we had a great day. Didn't you, Jules?
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's the last day you can register to run, walk or crawl in one of these sport relief miles. And if you're interested in doing that, because I know Dominic really wants to do it.
Yes, I do. I am doing it.
And Juliet really wants to do it.
Yeah, me too.
And Dave really wants to, but he can't.
I'm doing it.
Well, that's true, yeah. Well, no, you're not really.
I am.
No, you're not really. You're doing it on a treadmill in
an
air-conditioned studio.
Still doing it.
And Rachel, still not doing it.
Go on, Rachel.
I'll give you details of how you can register in a second. 8 minutes past seven. BBC Radio 1, Wednesday morning. I'm Chris Moyles. Hello. Pink. Just Like a Pill. Good morning from Radio 1. Tell you what, we're all perky this morning.
I feel quite awake today.
Even Julia. I'd say the worst person this morning is Rachel.
I'm a bit fatigued today.
Do you know what it is? It's like, do you know when a woman is pregnant, right?
She's not, is she?
Where's this all going?
No. Well, I think you've got, like, you've got, you know, phantom hangover. I think you're feeling Juliet's pain.
I think I am.
You're so close in that lovely way that you are that she drinks and you sit there going, oh, I don't feel well.
I'm looking forward to my sausage sandwich.
Okay, let me just tell you, Alan's just gone to the calf to order breakfast.
It's been ages.
It's not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism at all.
Is euphemism the right word?
Yeah. Right, so sport relief. I know we're going on about it loads today, but... And this week.
It's important.
But it's big. And we're trying to raise lots of money for people who desperately need it. We all could do with a few extra quid, but the money will go to people who absolutely, desperately need money. And lots of different causes around the UK as well. So what they're doing is a big sport relief mile. 1 mile. And I'd like you to register and take part. Get yourself sponsored. Raise a bit of money. You can run it. You can jog it. You can walk it. Sport relief couldn't give a flying monkeys. All they want you to do is register, get yourself sponsored, and do the mile. Today is the last day you can register. So if you've heard me and Scott Mills going on about it, and you thought, oh, I might do it, why not? I might jog it, I might walk it, I might run it, whatever. You've got to register today, otherwise you can't do it. You can't just turn up. Because these things need to be regulated, and we want your money. So it's the last day to register. For the Moyles Mile in Leeds, we've just under 5,000 runners. So that should be a cracking day out. As long as they don't want me to buy a drink for everybody afterwards, I'll be all right.
You wouldn't have to do that, will you?
I hope not. So if you live anywhere near Leeds, you've got to register today for the Moyles Mile. Same with Southampton, where Scott Mills is doing it. Birmingham, Rachel Stevens is doing it. Where's Jo Brand? Jo Brand's doing Birmingham, isn't she?
No, she's doing Brighton.
Brighton, that's right. Jeremy Edwards is doing Bristol. There's a run in Belfast. There's Nottingham. There's Manchester. Here's how you do it. Go onto the website. It's www.sportrelief.com. www.sportrelief.com. And then just for this week, we've set up a special text number where you can sponsor me. So if you're not going to run it, or even if you registered already, Scott Mills and I are having a battle to see who can raise the most amount of sponsorship money. One text number, and all you've got to do is write one name. So you either write a message saying, Chris... Or you write a message saying Scott. And you send it to Sport Relief text number, which is 82125. That'll cost you a quid. 70p goes to Sport Relief. I know it's very early. So, if you want me to just shut up and play a record, grab your phone and write a text message saying Chris and send it to 82125. Here's Dave with an easy reminder of how to remember the text number.
Good morning, Chris. Well, the way I like to remember the text number is by thinking about 82 125 trains sitting at a busy station. 82 trains, all 125s, 82125. Thank you.
There you go. So, 82125, write a message saying Chris. That's it. No more, no less. Chris, send it to 82125. It'll cost you a quid. 70p goes to Sport Relief. We've had 40,000 text messages already in the last 2 days. So we need more. 82125, send a message with Chris on it. Raise lots of money. Job done. Then I'll shut up and play a record. Thank you. 18 minutes past seven. Text messages coming in. No, you can't drive it. And no, you can't get a taxi. Right. Run, jog, walk, hop on one leg, crawl, don't care. But no, you can't do it in a car.
Well, listen to what they say about it. They say it's new.
Brilliant record. It's the Hives and Walk, Idiot, Walk. Morning from the BBC. Alan's back from the calf. Already this morning, do you want ketchup? Rachel goes, oh, we've got ketchup upstairs, that's all right. Alan goes, oh no, it's too warm. Apparently warm ketchup is bad, Dave.
Alan chills his.
Mm. It's all right.
I have it in the fridge.
There you go.
The ketchup.
Yeah.
I put mine in the cupboard.
I know it doesn't go off, but...
You're listening to Radio 1.
Just feels like it goes off.
Anyway, on the text messages this morning about the Sport Relief mile. Chris, can I do the mile on a bike? I don't know. I don't think so. Chris, can I do the mile on a tractor? Again, one of the official races, I don't think so. You can give us your money, right, and do it in your own field on a tractor. Chris, can I do it on a space hopper? I don't see why not, to be honest.
Because you're powering yourself, aren't you?
Yeah. Chris, can I do it on rollerblades? Again, I don't know if, I mean, if you're, I don't know. No, a rollerblades, what's the difference between roller skates and rollerblades?
Rollerblades are wheels all in a straight line.
Right.
Whereas roller skates have two wheels at the front, two wheels at the back. A bit like a car.
Right. I don't know then. Chris, can I swim it? Again, not in a field, really.
In the pool?
Yes, but then that wouldn't be in a field, would it, where the races are?
They're not all in fields.
All right, parks. That's what I meant. The grass,
yeah.
As opposed to the water.
Right.
Anyway, text Chris to 82125 if you want to sponsor me. Thank you. Right, time for Buzz Off. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's a great record this morning, so everybody has to text Buzz On to the usual Radio 1 studio number. Even Alan will like today's song.
That's really?
If he's heard of it, yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this song, actually.
Oh, get away!
I don't.
Turn it in. What's wrong with you?
He sounds very bored when he sings.
This is a brilliant, brilliant pop record. When was the last time you heard this?
In my car in Portugal.
Electronic, getting away with it.
I've been walking in the rain just to get wet on purpose. I've been forcing myself not to forget just to feel worse. I've been getting away with it all my life. It's clear to see that I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. I hate that mirror, it makes me feel so worthless.
Alan Buzz, no!
I'm an original sinner, but when I'm with you, I couldn't care less.
You're wrong.
I've been getting away with it all.
and text buzz on, because it's great!
However I look, it's clear to see that I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me.
Buzz off is in the lead, Dave.
I love you more than you love me.
I can believe that.
50.72 to 49.28.
Closer.
Close.
I thought I gave up falling in love a long, long time ago. I guess I like it, but I can't tell you. You shouldn't really know. And it's been true. It's been true all my life.
Buzz on wins 50.26%.
Talking to myself,
Rachel Buzz,
just to suggest that I'm selfish. I've been trying to impress that more is less and I'm repressed. I should do anything. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me.
Buzz off goes into the lead with 51.1, Dave. It's bad.
I love you more than love me.
If you love the song, buzz on to 81199. Thank you.
The thing is, it's largely academic, because I'm not going to buzz it off anyway, so we can play the whole thing.
That's go on, Dave.
Great, good point.
Some ketchup news for you after this as well.
Great.
Oh, go on then, Dave Buzz.
Rubbish.
Apparently.
I love that song. Electronic, getting away with it. And yes, Francis, you're right. 1989.
Apparently, ketchup update.
Yes.
Ketchup update is that unrefrigerated ketchup was the biggest cause of salmonella last year.
Oh, you see, I knew that.
Says keep refrigerated.
Well done.
Brilliant. And there'll be more ketchup facts at the same time tomorrow here on Radio 1. It's 7:28.
If I can't do well, homie, can't be done. Now I'ma let the shit be my baby, baby.
If I can't do it, homie, it can be done.
Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top.
Put the ketchup in the fridge, yeah.
Safety first.
Yeah. Somebody said, seeing as though Dave knows everything this morning, ask him why ice skates are not called ice blades, from Ben.
Well, this is an interesting one because, you see, ice skates were around before the difference between roller skates and roller blades, and so they were just known as skates, and it's always stuck like that.
Random text messages. Ketchup is a Chinese word. Brian from Perth.
Interestingly, in the Orient, in Asia, ketchup is called catsup.
As I said, more fascinating facts from Dave. In fact, why wait till tomorrow? Let's just have them all morning.
Catsup.
Yeah, thanks.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
That's what Henry Kelly used to say in Going for Gold.
That was ketchup.
Oh, that's right. Right, Richard X coming up, plus the streets, you'll be pleased to hear. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
And the main news this morning is another accident. Around 500,000 people turned out last night to see Formula One action in central London.
Brilliant.
Some of the biggest names in the sport were showing off their wheels.
Did you interview them?
We spoke to drivers there, yeah.
Who's we?
Radio 1, the BBC, generally.
Radio 1?
Yeah.
Who from Radio 1 interviewed who? What drivers?
I think Jack Bain went down to the race.
You were moaning this morning before the show that somebody from Newsbeat went down there, right, before the race started.
Right.
And then came back again.
Yeah.
But therefore, Radio 1 didn't have any interviews with anybody.
No.
And you had to nick them from 5 Live.
And
that's what you said before today's show, and you were really angry. You even went like this on the table.
The BBC have been speaking to lots of people down there. Some of the biggest names in the sport were there. Lots of drivers we'll hear from throughout the show.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. The Mayor of London, Ken Livingstone,
hang
has already...
Hang on. So some of the world's greatest Formula One drivers were there. We've got a clip of the Mayor of London.
We'll hear from him.
Was he driving?
No, he wasn't driving, but it'll be up to him if the Grand Prix comes there. Mayor Ken Livingstone has already walked a possible course with Formula One bosses.
Wow, he's walked a course.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
That's
yeah, David Coulthard doing, like, donuts last night on Regent Street in London. Yeah, we've got an interview with the mayor who's walked down a road.
He thinks the Grand Prix could go ahead.
It's very difficult for a lot of people to get out to Silverstone, very expensive. But here, you'd actually fill the city, and a lot of people could just get a chance to see something they're never going to see any other time in their lives.
And we'll hear from drivers throughout the morning here on Radio 1.
Brilliant.
Beyonce's been talking to Newsbeat about...
Now, has she?
Yes.
Has she been talking to Newsbeat? Or was it 5 Live?
No,
did he steal this?
Sarah Morgan flew to Paris yesterday and spoke to Beyoncé.
You had a laugh?
For Newsbeat.
Hang on, really?
Yes. Beyoncé spoke to...
How come she got that?
Dunno.
You flew her to Paris?
Yes.
Why didn't they fly you?
We do that. What? Because I was doing this job.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. She's starring alongside Steve Martin in a new Pink Panther film. It's not exactly a tough role for her. Beyoncé plays someone called Zarnia, who's an international pop star in the film.
Acting is a new love for me, and it's something challenging and something I want to do more of. And when I get opportunities like this, I have to definitely be a part of this. It's been wonderful.
But the film's not out here until next summer.
Here's the sport then. It's been a nightmare NatWest series for England's cricketers. There's
One Road Travel.
Sponsored by Mills Mile for Sport Relief. Text Scott to 82125. Text costs £1. 70p goes to Sport Relief.
We've been sabotaged.
Get off, Scott!
It's the A129 in Essex. Rayleigh Hill Street is closed both ways at the Eastwood Road Junction. It's all because they need to repair a burst water main.
The Mills Mile for Sport Relief.
Shut
in
up.
Association with
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
7:37 if you still care.
That's cheating. Absolute cheating from Scott the Loser Mills, which is his official name now that everyone has to call him, or just Loser for short. Yesterday, he went on the air. How embarrassing is this? It's broadcasting to the whole of the nations. England, Northern Ireland, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, then into Europe on the satellite, around the rest of the world on the internet. He does a big thing, stops the show, refuses to play any more music until people order a massive text at 5 o'clock. Text me, text me, text Scott, text me. Right, I've got to meet my all day. Text me, text me, text me, right? He gets everybody, as many people as he can, to text at 5 o'clock. How many people text in? 7. How embarrassing.
Oh, baby, you're the finest,
okay, right, all right. Maybe about 15,000 people, but, you know.
If I had a choice.
7:38.
I always choose love.
Streets of Radio 1 and dry your out. So that was backwards because there was a swear word in there. Dry your eyes, mate. It's 7:45. Morning.
Morning.
Computer Mark's listening to us today.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
She sent me a text saying, hooray, I get to hear you today because the local pirate radio station obviously isn't on. I'll have to go around and sort them out.
Turn in. Here, switch your transmitter off. Otherwise, I'm going to get you.
Show them what's for. Mm.
Right. And hello to Struan, who's listening to the show today, with his nephew, Dominic.
Hello, Dominic.
You're called... Not you, Dominic.
Oh.
This is another Dominic listening to the show.
I was just saying hello to myself.
Who's not you?
Brilliant. Hello, other Dominic.
There you go.
Who's Struan?
Well, he's Dominic's uncle. He's Dominic's wise, rich uncle.
It's not my uncle, Dave. It's another Dominic.
Struan?
Yes.
It's an unusual name.
He's Scottish, I believe.
Yes. Blimey.
And Struan, I'd like you to buy me a car, please.
Oh, well, you can afford it.
All right, just put a bit extra on today. On the way back, stop at a garage, pick me up a car.
Easy.
Huh? What's an extra 20 grand amongst friends? You have no idea what I'm talking about, have you?
No. What? I was just thinking if Struan spelled backwards meant something.
Does it?
Okay, right, you think I've done some kind of subliminal message?
I thought it was,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Dominic is Dominic.
Hi. Yep.
He's in a car with a guy called Struan.
Right.
That's his name.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
It's really that simple. Mm-hmm. It's not some kind of backwards message.
Because it doesn't mean anything backwards. It's kind of like...
How are you spelling Struan?
Nords.
What?
How are you spelling Struan?
I have no idea how you spell it.
I've got it down as S-T-R...
I didn't need to know how to spell it when I'm saying it on the radio. But see, now, all right, now Dom texts me S-T-R-U-A-N.
That's what
but
I got.
Again, Dom's a bit of a div as well, so that might be wrong.
You see, you could also have an E-W-E-N at the end, couldn't you?
I found another Struan. Somebody called Struan Stevenson is a Euro MP.
And?
That's it. There's another Struan.
Well, how do you know it's another one?
Well, it could be him. And if you are a Euro MP, hello to you.
In Brussels.
Yeah.
He's not a Euro MP.
Okay.
Have you not worked out who he is or what he might do?
Struan is also a place on the Isle of Skye.
Right, that's right, yeah, Dave. Yeah, I'm saying hello to a place on the Isle of Skye who's in a car with my mate Dominic.
Well, I think we can conclude that we don't know who Struan is.
Right.
But I think I know who Dominic is, so good morning, Dominic, to you.
Right, okay. And you just don't know anything, do you?
I think I know who the Dominic will be.
Right.
What?
It's 7:48.
I have a game.
All right, here's one then. How about this? Just to confuse you even more, Dominic's friend, not Struan, this is another one, that's his rich uncle. Dominic also has a friend that Dave and I know who's called Francis.
Right.
This is a good cryptic clue.
Yeah, this is like 7 degrees of separation.
Yeah, right? Almost.
No,
we've said loads of Francis before. Francis is probably listening now. He knows Struan.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do I know Struan?
No. I don't really know him that well.
Do you not?
No. What?
This is bizarre.
Good morning to Francis, though, if you're listening.
See now, originally this link was only understandable to two people in a car. Now it's spread to Francis's house. Okay, now we can take it somewhere else.
We're up to like 10 people.
So if Rachel, yourself, Dave, or you, Mr. Byrne, have a connection with a Francis, you can then take it to there.
I do. My auntie's called Francis.
Brilliant. Bingo bango. There you go. So Auntie Francis is different to Mr. Francis, who's a friend of Dom's, who's in a car with Uncle Struan.
God, it is amazing.
We're the only thing right now on Radio 1. Chris, I'm in Perth, in Scotland. There's a car company called Struan Motors from El Sleepy Boy. Right, again, that's not him. Well, maybe, yeah, but I don't think so.
The proof of this is to prove that Struan isn't as unpopular a name as we first thought, Dominic.
Mm. We found out, Dave, that's also the name of a Euro MP, haven't we, this morning?
You've said that.
In Brussels. And also, a place on the Isle of Skye.
Right. And there's a car company called Struan Motors.
Yep, and there's a Struan Lodge in Devon.
Dave, have you just typed Struan into the internet and had a search?
No, this came on a text message.
Right, okay, right.
From Sarah and Lewis.
Anyway, morning to all of you.
Morning.
Also, my girlfriend Sophie's listening. Morning, Sophie.
Morning.
Morning,
Sophie.
Sophie.
Morning, Sophie.
That's Rachel, though. Anybody else?
I don't know any other Sophies, you see. I could have taken that in another direction. Do you know any more Sophies, Dave?
Yes. One. She's young.
Great.
She's what?
She's young. My cousin Colette's little girl is called Sophie.
Right, now, Colette. It's the landlady of our local pub.
Different Colette.
Yes.
And interestingly, right, my Colette's husband is called Andrew.
No!
As is the husband of Colette, because her husband, Andrew, is the landlord.
Yay.
Wow! Brilliant.
How weird is that?
Talking.
I've now lost the will to live.
Hey!
So I'm going to play this from Keane. Comes out next month. This is Bed-Shaped. Normal service will now resume. 7:51 at Radio 1. Struan?
Many's the time I ran with you down.
Keen and Bed-Shaped comes out next month. It's a lovely tune for a lovely day on BBC Radio 1. 7:55.
Saturday night on BBC One. Join some of the biggest and best names in entertainment for a night of unmissable sport relief. With stars in fast cars.
I've got so much smoke and a yellow warning light. I've got a problem.
One manager with David Beckham.
Marvellous. Oh, Ron, suits you, sir.
Oh, Bexy.
Oh. And The Fight. Celebrity boxing between Sid Owen and Ben Fogel. The Sport Relief Extravaganza. Saturday night from 7 on BBC One.
Oh, you're kidding me. Ben Fogel and Ricky from EastEnders. I'll be tuned into that. A star-studded evening of entertainment. Jesus Christ, you're having a laugh. Right, get me and Scott Mills on there. That'll do. A drinking contest. Right, your sponsor for each time we fall off the stool at the bar. Brilliant. Raise millions. Right, Surreal Radio 1 continues. This is Mario Winans on Radio 1. Oh, by the way... Dave. No one noticed that at all.
Hello.
Paula Radcliffe is going to be on the phone this morning.
8:15, I believe.
Talking about sport relief and giving me tips. Such as don't bother and that kind of thing. Plus, more good luck messages from the stars and Steve Redgrave. All that coming up.
Somebody said they saw you. Cause my heart can't
wussy, wussy, wuss. I'm a wussy, 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 wuss. Lame song, wussy, wussy.
I don't wanna know.
I love that record.
Mm.
That's Mario Winans. I don't want to know. Paula Radcliffe then, helping me out with Sport Relief. Later on, about 8:15 this morning, something like that. Plus, messages from all the stars.
Hiya, it's Silleria. What a surprise, surprise. Yeah. Chris Moyle's doing the Sport Relief Mile.
Yep.
Well, good on you, Chuck. You can count on me to sponsor you. Draw now.
Oh, do you know, that's the nicest message out of the lot. Well, hers and Davina's. Stella Black, 12 seconds long, that message. Angus Deaton, 9 seconds long. Shane Warne, 7 seconds long. We have a new one from Chris Eubank, 55 seconds long. We'll play that later. In fact, should I play it at the end of the news and sport?
Yeah.
All right, no messing about then, we'll do that. I'll also play The Darkness and Outcast. Let's get some news to spot from Dom and Jules at 8 o'clock.
Chinese cockle pickers are caught up in another accident.
And England are blown away at Lourdes.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
And following on from the F1 demonstration through London last night, Silverstone has until September to secure its position as the home of the British Grand Prix. Bernie Eccleston says he's still trying to find a promoter for the race, which he owns the rights.
And the weather is going to feel...
Hang on, before the weather.
Oh.
I'd like to say, I've been holding back from the last few weeks from talking about Leeds United, who I think, by the way, are an absolute disgrace. And many of the people involved in the running of the club, if you can use the word running of the club, should be ashamed of themselves and should get out, or at least put their hands up and go, we don't know what we're doing! We're just having a laugh! Do we have any players left, Jules, at the moment?
Not many. I think they had a meeting yesterday to decide who was going to play and stay.
Seriously, they gave Nick Barmby £1 million to leave?
Yeah. It's part of his contract.
£1 million?
He was still owed it in wages. He said another 2 years ago, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm stunned. They're all gone. All our players have gone. And Leeds United sit there going, bum ba dum ba dum bum. What? But don't look as... What? It's like, if they don't say anything, then it's not really happening.
Are you still paying Peter Reid as well, or is that all finished now?
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. I think we are. I'm not sure.
I don't know whether they still are, whether he dropped that. I don't know.
But we're just telling everybody. I've got a great idea. So sitting in the boardroom, right, like, you know, PG Tip Monkeys. I've got a great idea. Let's sell that young 18-year-old bags of talent. And buy that fella from Ipswich. Genius! Genius! And then they go, yes, well, we've only lost Alan Smith and Mark Viduka, Manin Hart and Dominic Matteo, Michael Bridges, Paul Robinson, and James Milner, Eric Backer, Nick Barmby. But hey,
Do you want to renew your season tickets to look at these talented boys we've got? This one here, he's brilliant. Never actually played football before. He's 34. Found him in a butcher's. He's brilliant. Got his own boots. Save a few quid there. And this fella here. Now, I know. He's only got one leg. But what he can do with the other one is amazing. Do you want to renew your season tickets? Last year's prices, well, most of the seats. I'm stunned. Shocked and stunned that they haven't come out and said, all right, here's what we're doing. But they're just, it's like a lottery. It's like they're sitting there every morning going, okay, here we go. Open it up. Number 22, James Milner, will be sold today. Right, see you tomorrow morning. Do you know what I mean?
Signed Ricketts, and that lad from Burnley.
Adam Rickett, lovely. Fresh from Coronation Street. Brilliant.
Do you want some weather to cheer you up?
I managed the Radio 1 Soccer 6 team to victory at Reading.
You missed the first game.
Which you lost, by the way. I turned up after that game, and you won every single game.
You turned up
right or wrong, right or wrong?
Well, correct.
Thank you. No further questions, Your Honour.
The weather.
If you Leeds United want a lesson in how to run a football club, come to me. I've had a success at Reading. Will Leeds United?
The weather.
They better do. That's all I'm saying.
The weather?
Yes, I knew the weather better had run out if I talked
long
enough.
It did. My goodness, that's never happened before. The weather, gales and heavy rain, 6 minutes past 8.
Is that it? No, you do proper weather.
Well, it's going to be sunny for the rest of us.
I've got time. What, Rachel?
Chris Eubank.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hiya, it's Scylla here.
Scylla, I haven't got time, love. We've got to talk about Chris Eubank. Right, I haven't heard this yet, but this is... there are lots of messages for Sport Relief that we've been given. Our favourite ones so far include, obviously...
Hiya, it's Scylla here.
Right, which is really nice. And Davina McCall.
Moilsy. Mate! It's Davina here.
Oh. So Steve Redgrave, who wasn't reading it at all...
Hi, Chris. This is Steve Redgrave. I thought I'd give you a ring to wish you luck for the Sport Relief Mile on July the 10th. You'll need it. Thanks, mate.
what a dear
inspiring call.
What an idiot. Hello, Chris. How about that? Eh? Too much rowing, not enough reading. Do you know what I mean? And then we get this one, 55 seconds long from Chris Eubank. Have you heard this yet?
No.
I haven't heard. Is it funny? Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Eubank.
Chris Moyles, this is Chris Eubank, the Lord of the Men of Brighton. You, sir, I do believe you are, in your field, an absolute legend. People keep on bumping your name up to me, and I keep on thinking to myself, this man, I need to meet him again, but outside of the radio station.
Right.
When I came to your radio station last, I remember you giving me the utmost respect, of which
yes.
I am profusely appreciative.
Right.
Perhaps we can meet at some point in the near future. Right. I know that you're going to be in Leeds. I'm going to be in Brighton doing this 1 mile track. I'm going to actually walk it.
Right.
If you run it,
yes,
I'll trot it.
Right.
Because I have to step up to the plate. I'm not going to have you, right, sir.
No.
Just because you have the first name that I have.
Right.
Getting ahead of me.
Yes.
I look forward to seeing you in the near future, thank Mr. Moyles.
Right.
An absolute pleasure. In fact, yes, always an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
He's normal, isn't he?
He's just an average bloke.
Joe Public.
Mate, I'm telling you. Yes. But no. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. But no. Let's meet. Oh, okay. Huh? Whatever you want.
He'd be safer in the radio studio, I think.
Yeah.
I'll be going anywhere with him.
I will trot it. Chris Eubank, what a legend.
Oh, the fact that the youth was upon you when our eyes first met.
Text message from Vicky on the M4. Why don't Leeds United sign Ralph Little? I'd buy a season ticket to see him every weekend. Are you mad?
Good with chasing cars.
But every weekend would be a bit irritating, wouldn't it?
You ain't that fine, no way.
I think he'd get in your side, though.
Hey?
I think he'd get in your side.
Yeah, we'll have him. We'll have Harvey. Fellow played Tinhead in Brookside.
Philip Oliver, he's a good player.
These are the players they've got to be looking at. The goalkeeper from Sky One's dream team.
He was a good player.
He was good.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
And Chappers, just for a laugh as well, why not?
Would you have Lee Sharp back?
Hey?
Would you have Lee Sharp back? I suppose you would now, wouldn't you?
Not if you wanted a limo like you did for the Soccer Six.
And he turned up late, he missed the first three games, didn't he?
Hey,
he
cost a fortune when we're playing, you know...
Carlisle.
Plymouth.
What?
Plymouth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a long way for you.
Anyway, sorry about my little rant. 17 minutes past eight, Sport Relief Vent this weekend, Saturday. Make sure you're watching, make sure you give some money. I'm doing the big mile in Leeds, getting some advice and tips from as many people as possible. You just heard Chris Eubank there.
Chris Moyles. This is Chris Eubank, the Lord of the Men of Bretton. You?
Yeah, there you go. And on the phone should be the lovely Paula Radcliffe. Morning, Paula.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I can't believe you've done no training. I'm sure you've done some.
Do you know? He hasn't.
No, I haven't.
Really hasn't.
I've let it all go, by the way.
Not at all.
No, I have.
You must still be there underneath. You just got to go digging a little bit.
You have to dig deep, Paula.
We went training once with Paula, or rather Paula came with us, because we know that wasn't one of her normal training sessions, and we ran a few miles.
Yep.
Yep, and I was very impressed. And you did some hill sprints.
Yep,
and
you kept up with us.
And I saw you raced a 10K.
That's right, yeah. But all those days are behind me now, sadly.
Oh, no, and there was I thinking you were going to go and try and beat your time in the mile.
No, I know. I was looking to try and, you know, beat your 10,000-metre record, but sadly, no. I couldn't run a bath these days.
You could.
But, you know, it's only a mile.
Yeah, exactly. The training's there.
Yeah, exactly.
You've just got to pace yourself right. You've got the stamina to outlast everyone.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm gonna run today.
Good.
Now, I have said this every day this week and last week.
Is it hard now? You're getting up early.
Well, I've got to be honest. By the time I go home about midday, 12:30, 1 o'clock, whatever, that's my 8 hours for the day. I'm done then. I just want to sit on the couch and watch Big Brother.
Have a little sleep and then go out in the evening.
Yeah, but then Hollyoaks is on, you know? And it's tea time. I know for you today, I'll run.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Did we wake you up this morning?
You did, yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm training hard, it's all right.
Where are you?
I'm in France.
Ooh, ooh la la.
Yep, up the mountain.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Mm.
Merci.
Easy.
Bienvenue.
Yeah. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier?
Rien.
Yeah, good.
Does that mean full?
No, nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
See? So, you're not doing it then?
No, I'm not, but I'm supporting it, and what? I've been getting behind all the schools that are geared up to take part and instrumental in getting some of the MPs involved in the Westminster Mile. Oh. And I'll be texting to support you.
Thank you very much. God love you.
And I want to know why you're not in the Rachel Stevens video.
Because I wasn't asked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not. They don't think we're that important in the great big scheme of things.
You're going to prove that, though.
Well, you know, myself and Scott Mills from Radio 1, who are doing... I'm doing Leeds, he's doing Southampton, and people are sponsoring us, and we're going to raise a gob of money for them, and then hopefully they'll take us a bit more seriously. And then next time they say, would you like to appear in the Rachel Stevens video? I'll go, no, I'm too busy. So that's how it's going to work.
That's good.
So what advice can you give any runners? Because a lot of people have never done a mile before in their life, will be scared.
No, there's nothing to be scared of. I mean, a mile, that's the good thing about this, is that you can do it whether you've run before or whether you haven't. It's just about going out and either trying to beat a time or just going out and having fun. And hopefully you're just using the power and the passion of sport to make a positive difference for some people.
That's right.
That's what we were going to say.
Exactly. when you run, not when you're competing, but when you're training,
yeah,
and you go for a run, in your head, what do you think about?
Lots of things. Sometimes I'm thinking just about what I've watched on TV or what I'm doing, and sometimes I'm thinking about races. So sometimes at the moment I'll be thinking about the Olympic Games.
I normally think about what I'm going to have for my tea.
Well, that sometimes as well if you're hungry.
Yeah.
Especially when you're tired.
I normally think when I get to that lamppost in the corner, I'm stopping and getting that cab at the lights.
Well, there you go, that's motivation. If the lamppost's a mile away, you'll be all right.
Well, yeah, exactly. I need someone standing at the finishing line with a big pint of lager.
Oh, you can have that.
Yeah, that'll work. So, are you looking forward to the Olympics?
Yes, yeah, I am. I want to get on with it now, really.
Are you training for it already?
Yes, yeah. Well, I feel like I've been training for it for years, but, yeah, it's building up all the time now and it's not far to go.
You'll be great.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. What are you doing at the Olympics? Will it just be the running, or do you fancy, you know, any of the other ones, like synchronised swimming?
Well, I was going to watch and see how you get on in the mile, and then if you show me how to do the synchronised swimming, I'll think about it.
Yeah, I think you'd be good at that.
I don't.
Well, no, I think you would. You know, all you got to do is jump in the pool, move your arms and legs around a little bit, wear a silly hat, and you get points.
I'm good at wearing silly hats and moving my arms and legs around, but...
That's not a sport, though, is it?
Mm.
Don't they have those plugs on their nose as well?
Yeah, but that's to stop the water going
out,
isn't it?
Yeah, well, like daft, though, don't they?
It's not a sport. There's Paula flogging her guts out, training.
Yeah, but I look a bit daft when I'm running sometimes, don't I?
No, do you know...
No, that's just your style.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you were going to copy it, actually, for the mile.
Do you know, maybe I will. Maybe I will, kind of like that headless chicken bobbing about look, with the arms everywhere and the head wobbling from side to side. But it obviously works for you.
It does, because you're so embarrassed that you run quickly, you see.
If you, have you tried running without your head wobbling?
I don't know that I'm doing it, so I can't stop it. I actually think I'm running normally.
Yeah, you're not.
I know. I've seen the pictures afterwards.
Now, for anybody who's registered, it doesn't matter which mile you're taking part in, for anyone who's registered, I think you should all follow Paula's advice. Obviously, when you've finished training and you've finished a run, the best way to help your muscles recover quickly would be to do what, Paula?
To jump in an ice bath, Chris.
An ice
I bet you've
bath?
You've got yours all ready, haven't you?
No. Never in a million years would I do that.
You just fill it with cold water and then a couple of big bags of cold of ice tipped in. You can get Dave to tip it in when you're already sitting in if it's easier.
I'm not tipping it in.
He's not allowed anywhere near the bathroom when I'm in there. Thank you very much.
It's not a two-player sport, Paula.
But you seriously do this, don't you? After training, you get into a bath full of ice cubes.
Yep, that's right.
Now, so if you train today, will you do that today?
Will
you
I will, yes. I've got my bucket of ice ready.
No, see, that's wrong. Now, does your husband get in as well?
No.
Now, how come?
Well, he doesn't do half the training, so he reckons he doesn't have to do the ice bit.
Well, hang on, if he does half the training, he should have half a bath.
Well, he should do, but I don't think I've much chance of getting him in there.
At least put a few ice cubes down his back. Because
I've done that a few times.
I reckon this was his idea, but he doesn't do it.
I know.
How unfair
is
that?
It does help, though.
Mate,
that's motivation to do it, see.
I will give extra money to Sport Relief if your husband gets in an ice cube bath.
I tell you what, the time it takes you to run the mile, he'll sit in the bath.
Brilliant! That is a deal!
That's it.
And I'll definitely
25 minutes.
I'll take a picture of it.
Do. Make sure he's covered
up. I'll send it to you. Yeah, I will. It will be short one.
Right, that's it. Okay, I'll let you know exactly. I'm hoping to do it in about half an hour.
All right, okay. He'll look forward to it.
I bet he will. Paula, listen, sorry for waking you up. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Good to speak to you again, Chris.
Good luck in Greece. You'll be fantastic.
Thank you, and good luck to everybody running for Sport Relief.
You're so sweet. See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Paula Radcliffe. She's lovely.
Nice lady.
So lovely with a little bibbidi-bobbidi head. Mm. So there you go. Sport Relief is the last day to register at www.sportrelief.com. www.sportrelief.com. Got to register today if you want to take part in any of the races, wherever they are around the UK. Belfast or London and Manchester, Southampton, or the Moyles Mile in Leeds. www.sportrelief.com. If you want to sponsor me, it'll cost you a pound and 70p will go to Sport Relief. All you got to do is write a text message saying Chris and send it to 82125. Easy. 82125. Think of
82 trains in a busy station, all of them 125s. 82125.
See that, Rachel?
You see?
It's genius, that, Rachel.
It's mind genius. Association.
Write a text message now, please, saying the word Chris. Send it to 82125. It'll cost you a pound and Sport Relief gets 70p. Do it twice, and it costs you £2, and that's £1.40 to Sport Relief. Do it three times, I think you get the picture. 82125 with the words Chris. Thank you. It's 8:25.
Radio 1 Live, all summer.
Get ready for Scotland's...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Personality, Steve Redgrave.
Hi, Chris. This is Steve Redgrave. I thought I'd give you a ring to wish you luck for the Sport Relief Mile on July the 10th. You'll need it. Thanks, mate.
The air was hot like hell. It's all a castle spell. I'm on a friendly face.
Morning, Chris. I'm on a coach with my mates from Aberystwyth. Coach! And I went to the same school as B.B. Allard. Good luck with the rest of your life. A lot of people saying, by the way, on the Sport Relief thing, where does the other 30p go? It's just administrative costs, I believe the phrase is.
Mm.
Doesn't go to us, honestly. Doesn't go to me. Yes, and I know it should all go to Sport Relief, but honestly, trust me, I've spoken to people about it. It's a major can of worms, which everybody would rather me not go into. Bottom line is, 70p does definitely go to Sport Relief. So if you want to give a pound to Sport Relief, just text twice. Write a message saying, Chris, send it to 82125, a pound for you, and 70p goes to Sport Relief. We've got to raise as much money as we can, because apart from anything else, apart from all the hungry people we'll feed, for all the naked people we'll clothe, for all the homeless people we'll shelter, I'll beat Scott Mills, which is good news for everybody.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Coming up, we'll play DMX on the brilliant Snow Patrol. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning is a minibus crash involving Chinese cockle pickers on Mersey. Around 500,000 people turned out last night to see Formula One action in central London. Some of the biggest names in the sport were showing off their wheels as part of a campaign to switch the British Grand Prix from Silverstone to the capital. Pablo Montoya was one of them.
You're always trying to give something back to the people. You know, I'm a very fortunate guy to be driving a Formula One car, and it's just, you know, you're here because people support you and believe in you, and it's nice to give something back.
Beyoncé's been talking to Newsbeat about her other job as an actress. She's starring alongside Steve Martin in a new Pink Panther film. She's taken time off from her music to do it, though it's not exactly a tough role for her. Beyoncé plays Zania, an international pop star.
I actually didn't have time to do a film because I've been in the studio with Destiny's Child, but when I found this script and I found out I'd be working with the best people, I had to make time for it, and I'm very happy because I've been having the time of my life.
Did she talk to Newsbeat?
Yes, she did.
She didn't talk to Five Live and We Stole It, like
all
the Grand Prix stuff.
She talked to our entertainment reporter, Sarah Morgan, who went to Paris.
Just going back to that story, because I know you thought you got away with it. Who from Newsbeat went down to interview all the drivers and get the atmos and crowd reaction from everybody watching the Formula One drivers?
Okay, you're talking about Formula One. Well, Jack Bain, as you would have heard on the evening Newsbeat programme last night, it's 5:45, was there
the
street.
He went down there and before it started.
That's right, to get some atmosphere.
And came back.
That's right.
Yeah, without interviewing anybody.
But what we did do, the BBC have spoken to many drivers, which you've heard throughout the morning.
Right, okay.
Here on Radio 1.
Have they spoken to Radio 1?
They've spoken to us.
To us, as in?
The BBC.
The BBC.
Do you want the sport, or...
Okay, sport, please.
All right.
Okay, the England cricket captain, Michael Vaughan, says he's gutted to miss out on the NatWest Series final this weekend. The West Indies beat England, of course, by 7 wickets at Lord's, so they'll play New Zealand. The guessing game is over. Roger Federer has been given an Alphorn for winning Wimbledon this year.
Somehow I did the right thing at the right moment, and then I had to pose again for the photos, and I tried to do it again, and then it didn't work, but I don't know if I can take this on the plane, you know. It's quite long. It would take me about 10 rows of economy, you know, to put that thing somewhere, so...
Can you just explain this to me as if maybe, I don't know, I didn't understand what the hell that was all about?
Well, what they do in Switzerland to honour sporting achievement, like winning Wimbledon, is they give that person a present. To reward them in a way. And last year it was a milking cow, so they couldn't give him another cow because the cow they gave him had a baby. So he's got two cows now.
Right.
So they gave him an Alphorn instead.
What's an Alphorn?
An Alphorn is one of those really, really long horns that sits on the ground, and at the end it turns up, right? The bell of the horn turns up, and they blow through it, and it makes a horn-type noise that can be heard through the valleys of Switzerland.
I'm so pleased I'm not Swiss.
He can serenade his cow. The fastest man in the world, by the way, has been told he can compete in the US Olympic trials. Tim Montgomery is accused of taking banned substances.
And the weather, it may be starting sunny where you are, but rain and gales are going to sweep across South Wales and southern England later. A few showers for the rest of us.
One road travel.
It's the A129.
Mills Mile for Sport Relief. Text Scott to 82125. Text costs £1. 70p goes to Sport Relief.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Scott.
We've been sabotaged again. Sorry. The A129 in Essex, Rayleigh Hill Street is closed both ways at the Eastwood Road Junction. It's all because they need to repair a burst water main.
The Mills Mile for Sport Relief. In association with... One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
And it's now 8:36.
Scott is trying to get more sponsor text than me. I'm currently winning. I'm whooping his ass. Big styly, as they say. You get me.
I feel you.
Yeah? You get me, Dominic.
I'm feeling your flavours.
But he's losing. I'm beating him. I'm whooping his ass. So there you go. I'm pleased by that. We'd like to hear another good luck message from the biggest stars in the world.
Yes, please.
Yes, mate. Good luck for starters. I thought you might need to do more than 1 mile. But good luck, mate, on July the 10th. Hope you do well, and good luck.
Is that Mark Little?
No, it's not. I played again. By the way, I think we all, you know, enjoy him saying good luck. It's just a shame he didn't say it enough.
Yes, mate, good luck for starters. I thought you might need to do more than 1 mile. But good luck, mate, on July the 10th. Hope you do well and good luck.
There you go.
Good luck.
Do you know who that is?
Michael J. Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee, yeah. Yeah. Juliet, who is it?
Shane Warne.
Shane Warne. Yeah. Who, of course, played Crocodile Dundee. That's his real name,
exactly.
Of course.
Yes, mate, good luck for starters. I thought you might need to do more than 1 mile. But good luck, mate, on July the 10th. Hope you do well and good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. I think what he's saying there, that message, is...
It's what you hearing.
Good luck.
It's a good luck message.
Good luck.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's what you hearing. Listen.
It's 8:38 at BBC Radio 1.
Good morning.
X gon' give it to you.
What?
Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock. Open up the door. It's real. With the non-stop pop out and stay.
That silence there would have been me slagging off Rachel. But I'm easing off the slaggings of Rachel this morning. That's easing off. I'm taking my foot off the accelerator of insults. Hey, write that down, Dave. That's good for the...
Are you spelling accelerator?
It's good for the movie.
Accelerator of insults.
No.
Just ease off, would you, Chris? Thank you. That's what she just said to me, yeah? Just ease off. You back off, Rachel. I ease off, you back off. Right?
I could have said it another way.
No.
To know.
Huh? Ease off, back off. Rachel? Off. Right. So, hey, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to talk to the legend that is Alid. Now, Alid yesterday went to the Grand Prix thing that was in London last night. In case you don't know about this, Bernie Eccleston wants to see if he can get the Grand Prix in London.
Yeah, it's a plan for the future, possibly.
So to kind of prove a point, he got a few drivers down to drive up and down Regent Street, do a few donuts, and, you know, just prove that you can close the road off and people will turn up. 500,000 people turned up to see it. Alid went down to do a report. I don't know if Dominic Byrne's aware of this, because I know Dominic's very interested in it last night. In it. You forgot the microphone.
Yeah, I forgot the there's no point coming back to the base to get it, because by the time I got there, it was so busy that I just decided, well, I'll stay here and do it some other way.
So he did it on the phone.
I did.
He left a message on one of the voicemails upstairs with his Grand Prix report. Now, even though you people listening at home out there in listenerland aren't radio trained, see if you can tell me what the problem is with this Alid's London Grand Prix report.
I'm standing on Regent Street in the centre of London on a very sunny afternoon. It's really exciting here. The Formula One cars have already started and they're about to pass. Oh, here they come now. I don't know much about Formula One, but even I know that it's really shocking. They're all in the lead. We just saw. With today being such a nice hot day, there are thousands of people have turned up. Some not even dressed.
Listen to this, but listen.
For example, in front of me, there are a few ladies wearing just bikinis. Oh, they're just lifting up their tops now. Let me go blind. Now this is it. This is the end of the Central London Grand Prix. And no, you're never going to believe it's going to clinch it. It's only... How amazing.
They're all in the lead as well, is my favourite line.
What,
they're all in the lead.
I meant to say in the front, sort of, because they're all kind of bunched together. Very exciting, though. Shame it didn't come across.
It sounded it, I
on
thought.
On the phone.
Was it loud?
It's very loud.
Right, OK. And I believe you have a guess who.
Oh, is that now?
You want to do it now?
Yeah, OK.
Why do you need something for it?
I need to maybe research.
Alid, seriously, right? This really annoys me.
Oh, I'm
okay?
Sorry.
OK. Whose name's in the jingles?
Yours.
Whose name's in the programme schedule? In the radio type, right?
OK.
OK?
OK.
OK. Why do you look at Rachel when I talk to you?
I don't know, actually.
Every time I ask you something, you look at Rachel.
Because I'm scared of
You're
Rachel.
You're like a crap pop star who's scared looking at the record company person.
It's true.
This every time.
True. I apologise.
And when I just asked that question about whose name is in the jingles, you looked at Rachel again.
It is true.
Now, you either fancy her.
No.
All right? Or there's something else going on.
Just scared of
You've done it again.
Oh.
Talking, look at me.
Don't be scared of me, Alid.
I will look at you now.
Don't look at it. You'll turn to stone.
Okay.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
So when I say you've also got a guess who, don't look at Rachel for permission.
Sorry.
For her to let you do guess who. Okay. It's my show.
It is.
How many more times? Right, here's how important I am in the great scheme of things on this show, right?
Okay.
I'm going to take myself out of the equation for 10 seconds.
Oh.
Are you getting my point, anyone, at this point? Do you see what I'm saying?
Getting there.
Right, Rachel?
Yes, Chris.
I'm backing off. I'm easing off. And I've had enough. And it stops today, now, this second, right? I am the boss. You are my biatch.
Ben, she's Ben, see, I didn't say it, Ben. Ben, the mainstream doesn't like me saying the word bitch. Oh, balls.
You right?
Yes.
Do as you're told.
I am.
Rachel, if it wasn't for me, I've saved you from a life of dance anthems and overnights. Seriously, JK and Joel could have been your babies. You don't know how lucky you are.
You know I'm eternally grateful, Chris.
Comedy Dave. Look at you.
Thank you.
Look at you. Huh? Two words for you. Chappers. That could have been your destiny.
Yeah.
That could have been your life.
Mm.
This is how the three of you repay me. It's pathetic and pitiful. I shame you all or something.
Maybe we should wait.
I fart in your general direction, Alad.
Oh, please don't.
Seriously.
Them.
A curse of BO on all your families. Dominic and Juliet. How does Juliet repay me? By getting drunk in front of our new executive producer. Oh, what's your name, big boy? It was disgraceful. Dominic Byrne has no hair. What kind of lesson is this? We have got such an important job, waking up the nation, getting them up to work, university, college, school, job centres. You don't realise the pressure I'm under. Just back off a bit. I'm looking at Rachel for permission. And whatever Dave says. Do you know what I mean?
Do you need a hug?
Do I? No!
Okay.
I don't need a hug! I need a drink!
Okay, I can get you a drink as well, if you want. Vodka?
Shut up. I feel better now. And if you'd like to, text, Chris to 82125 for sport relief, that will really calm me down.
I'm sending one to Scott now.
Oh, God.
Only joking.
Lips moving, still talking. Do you want your head to wobble around like Paula Radcliffe's? I don't even know what that means, but it'll happen, Al. Right? I'm now going to play a record and calm down.
Shall I go and get my facts for my Guess Who?
No.
Okay.
I'll have a cup of tea, Al, if you'd make it.
Sure, yeah, one sugar.
Two, please.
Okay.
I'll have a cup of tea, actually, if you're going to do it.
Rachel? Oh, no.
tell me, is life just a playground?
It's very interesting when you do something like that, right? Because the reaction is polarised.
On the text messages.
Yeah. The majority of people text in saying, shut up, Chris, you're fat, big-headed, egotistical swear word.
Or words to that effect.
Yeah. A few people go on, Chris, you tell them. Right. Then what you get is, stop picking on Alad, right, the majority of them. Then a large portion say, stop picking on Rachel, right. You don't get any stop picking on Dave's.
Fair enough.
And then you get random ones that you can't predict. Like, the favourite one was, yeah, Juliet let you down by not going to Portugal. Which I don't really understand how. She wasn't playing football. But generally, you know, I just find it very amusing to sit and watch the text messages come in. And then one saying, forget Alan's flatmate idol, you need staff idol. So we need to audition for staff jobs on the show.
For new members?
Yeah. But, you know, it wouldn't be staff idol. That would be bone idol.
Oh, God. When it all,
God.
Yeah.
All
falls down.
This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
I think we could have staff helper idol. So everybody on the show gets their own helper.
Like work placement idol.
Yeah, so you get your own helper. So does Rachel and Alad. Actually, Rachel's got Alad, hasn't she? Maybe we'll do that later.
She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she...
We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit.
So someone says, I remind them of the fat man, of the Hellman's mayonnaise commercial. What's that?
I don't know those adverts.
And somebody else just texted in with the word Batman. I don't know whether they meant to put Fat Man, but Batman it was. Alice?
Yeah, he walked around really angry, the Hellman's ad, you know,
okay,
the guy.
I'm seeing it. Was he fat?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks very much. Right, TD Sling then. How do you get to today's TD Sling from yesterday's TD Sling? Get somebody Ian right here.
If you add right now to the end of right here, you get right here, right now, which is a hit for Fatboy Slim. The word slim shares many of the same letters as the word skim, which is often associated with milk and small round stones sitting by a smooth, glassy lake. Lake, first name Ricky, is a chat show host in America, as is Jerry Springer. The word springer in the world of dogs is a type of spaniel. Spaniel's ears is a derogatory term for saggy boobs. Saggy boobs sounds a bit like sagaloo, which is something you might find on an Indian menu. Indian menus are normally coated in plastic to stop drunk spilling kingfisher all over them. Kingfisher is also a type of bird that feeds on fish, and in that respect shares something in common with a heron. If you place the N of heron for a D, you get Herod, as in King Herod, who was a famous baddie in the Bible. The Bible is something you'll always find in a hotel room, thanks to the Gideons, and hotels, like airports, often have the word international in the title. And when you think of the word international, in the context of one hit wonders from the year 1990, who topped the charts, you think of Beats International, which links us to Beats International, Dub Be Good To Me.
Why the big pause?
I'm a bear.
Interesting. Right, let's play the song then.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot. This is Jam Hot. Jam Hot.
Seamless link?
Yes.
Beats International, Don't Be Good To Me. I'm very confused now.
Why?
Well, today's show is very surreal. Jocelyn has come into work this morning. She's always in for 9 o'clock. And she's done something with her hair, which Alan noticed straight away. What's she done?
She's put highlights in.
Highlights in, right. To
kind of blonde bits.
Very nice as well.
They are nice, yeah.
But I noticed that above her right ear, she has her hair cut as if she's about to go into the army.
Yeah.
But on the other side of her head, she hasn't had it cut. As if, like, she's been halfway through getting a haircut, and the fire alarm's gone off and the barber's, and she's had to run out, and she's forgot to go back in again.
That is true.
And then Josh said, no, Chris, that's the style.
What, to have lopsided
half
hair?
A haircut? Just when it's half a haircut, a style.
I can't afford any more than this.
But seriously, it's... Just turn around, let me turn that photo. Now, have a look. No, not the back, obviously.
The side,
although, I've got to be honest, that needs tidying up as well. But, Alan, it's not even. Look at it, it's not even.
That's the point, it's not supposed to be even.
Yeah, but
even is anal.
So, yeah,
pardon?
It's a bit anal to have everything too,
oh, I'm
you
with
know.
You.
So she's actually ahead of the game. Brave,
I'm sorry, but when did it become anal to have a haircut? Not half a haircut.
This took 2.5 hours to do.
Give over, you're having a laugh.
No, it's true.
I've done the whole lot, it would have been 5 hours.
Self-love. So honestly, above one ear, you get cut,
but
on the other side, you leave it.
Yeah.
And that's the style.
Well, yeah, but it kind of looks good. It looks.
To who?
It doesn't look like a bowler cut.
No, I've got... See, it does to me there, on one side. Looks like your mum's done it with a pan. Right, but then on the other side, she's using the pan. So, you haven't had it cut? Do you know, I feel really old.
Mm.
Do you?
This wouldn't have happened in our day.
Joss, I love you, I think you're great. But I've got to be honest, sweetheart, you look like you've got half a haircut.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got Alan going, well, that's the style. Is it just me?
It's fashion, she looks lovely.
She looks like come on! She's got half a haircut!
Easy.
That's like walking in with half a jacket. It's all the fashion.
Or one shoe. Do you know what I mean, Rachel?
Justin, don't listen to them.
I think it's nice.
Thanks.
Rachel, if you've got half your face in makeup, it's the fashion.
Even says anal.
That's the style. If you have that makeup all over your face, that's just so last year.
Mm.
Half your face. No, seriously, Alan, if you believe that's the style, how come half your head isn't shaved?
Because she's braver than me, and she's ahead of the game, and I'm just going to wait till everyone else has it, and right. then I'll do it as well.
Because yours is just normal, like, you know, like a haircut.
Yes.
So, you know, so you're being anal.
People looking at me thinking, oh, he's so run-of-the-mill.
They're looking at you going, anal. That's what they're thinking.
Maybe.
How about this? What do you think?
That's nice. Good
you
look.
See? Okay. I have got one sleeve of my T-shirt rolled up, yet the other one hanging down. How does this look?
I've got a top like that, though.
Hey, how about this?
Yeah.
I've got one
leg.
One trouser leg rolled up.
Yep.
Right. But, and the shoe off.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm slightly lopsided.
You're ahead of your time.
But, no, you see this, Alan? This.
So, yeah, that.
Fashion.
No, that is actually sophistication.
Fashion, this.
Okay, watch this. Style. Watch this. Watch this.
Yeah. And one eye. One eye closed.
That's what it looked like in Portugal.
Shut your face. That was conjunctivitis. And that wasn't funny, Rachel. Don't mock my afflictions.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man.
God's sake.
I hope you don't think I'm having a go. I'm genuinely just asking, and I'm being honest with my opinions, even though you didn't ask for them. I'm giving them for free.
One half grows faster than the other.
Well, it's going out to now. She's got her Dave. She's got half a haircut.
Hello.
Good morning, Jocelyn, anyway. Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Seriously, a friend of mine did that once before, but I thought he did it for a bet. It does look like she's going to get prepped for some kind of top of ear operation, though.
There was a lad actually in our class at school who came in like that once. He cut it himself.
Yeah, but didn't he end up in a special place?
He was certainly in a special set for science. Eyes in the set above.
It's the half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave says,
"Let's get ready to rumble."
What can we do for you today?
I'd like half a haircut, please.
Certainly.
So she walks into the hairdresser's yesterday. She said, "I'd like to look like Jennifer Aniston, please." So the hairdresser cuts half her hair off.
There you go, my darling.
Jennifer Aniston doesn't look like this.
What if she came here? Next. £8, please.
How much was it, if you don't mind me asking?
It was 90.
£19?
No, 90. But there are two colours and a cut.
Finally, somebody on the show who spends more on their hair than me!
90? Wow.
But that's the highlights, is the most expensive bit,
that's
right?
Correct.
The cut was probably just thrown in for free. Because let's be honest, it was one snip.
I hope so.
As an experiment, Alad, would you be prepared to let me just cut your hair so it looks the same as Jocelyn?
No.
Take your headphones off, let me have a look. Okay, Dave?
No.
No, let's have a look.
No.
Go on, Dominic let me last time. See, now we could do it with yours, literally.
Who's with mine?
Well, yeah, with one cut.
I don't have hair like Jocelyn.
You would if you came here. Now, do you want me to do that?
No.
You can just make a little... Hang a second. Let me experiment. Okay?
No.
I'm going to just...
Okay. I'm going to just nothing.
Hang a sec. Okay. Right, stay.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm not gonna cut this, am I?
Right.
Okay. Now if I did to you what Jocelyn would have, it would be kind of like that.
Mm.
There.
Yeah, okay.
Now show that to Alan and Joss.
How does that look?
Now you gotta turn a bit more.
What do you think?
It looks like a bit of paper behind your ear.
What I've done is I've cut out a little square of paper and put it behind Dave's ear to give the impression of what it would look like if I cut, like, a square out of his hair, like what Josh paid £9 for. Now, what do you think? Fashion? Style? No. Alan, you're tutting.
Dave doesn't... Well, I'm tutting at Dominic, who's is stuff of nightmares, just walked in with a pair of pliers, and I don't even want to think about what he's doing with that.
Yeah, half a mouthful of teeth! It's fashion, Alan! Dave, would you be prepared for me to cut your hair?
No.
Right, okay.
Dave, you wouldn't carry it off anyway.
Why?
Are you saying I'm unfashionable, Alad?
Chris?
Yes?
Do you think Dave could carry it off?
Rachel?
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park.
Chris sounds like a man on the edge this morning. I would not let him loose with a pair of scissors, says one of the text messages this morning. You know what it is? I'm stressed out today.
Why?
I'm just because there's lots of things going on. There's lots of things on my mind. And I don't want to do a sob story or anything like that. You know me. I'm a very honest person. Mm. However, you know, what with my dad having this quadruple heart bypass operation and going into intensive care and seeing him lying there in the hospital.
He's out there now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out now. But as I said, going back to the time he was lying in the hospital, I'm standing at the foot of the bed, looking into my father's eyes, feeling the love that I have for him, that only a son could have for his father. He could have it for his mother as well, but I'm talking about my dad. And I remember that time that I spoke to him about Sport Relief Mile, and he looked at me, and he raised one of his frail hands towards me, and he said, "I'll do it with you, Chris." Seriously, it was a beautiful moment. And, you know, once I'd explained to him, he had to register at sportrelief.com.
Yeah. Did you also tell him that the text number was 82125 and that it costs £1.70 going to Comic Relief?
If you text Sport Relief, right? Text him with Chris. Yeah, no, that wasn't set up then. And he said to me, "Chris, I'll do it with you." And the surgeon and the consultants and doctors and nurses and even a few porters came up round the bed and they said, "Chris, you're a crazy man." I said, "Cheers, do you like the show?" We're talking to your dad, sorry. "You don't do it. It's never been heard of before in this scenario." And he went, "Well, I'm going to do it. Sport Relief need the help." And so on Saturday, my father, who I love very much, will be walking a mile for Sport Relief, raising money for people who are needy. So not for me. Do it for my dad.
Mm.
Text Chris to 82125 and make an old man very happy. That's 82125. Write the word Chris. Thank you. People going, "Yeah, it's great news about your dad and everything, but when's Alan going to do his Guess Who?" Thanks. You know, I'm trying to form a how here. So if Alan wants to do it, we'll do it next. And then you have something special for us as well.
Yeah, special things.
Great. Mm. Does life get any better? Yes, is the answer. I was so high, I did not recognize before. It's going to be a crap day today, weather-wise. Pretty much. The weather today is rainy. Great. It's Maroon 5 and This Love. It's 9:25. Right, Alan, talk to me about your Guess Who.
Okay, I saw this person yesterday.
That's a him then?
Yeah, it's a him. Sorry.
Where?
So don't ask too many questions unless we're playing the game, because I'm just going to give it away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yesterday morning. Can I go first?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Female?
No.
Male?
Yes.
Singer?
No.
Actor?
Has done, but not predominantly.
I'll give you another one.
Presenter?
Yes.
Radio presenter?
No.
TV presenter?
Yes.
Have they ever presented a game show?
No.
Oh.
do they present youth-orientated television?
Yes.
Channel 4?
No.
Are they old?
No.
Are they predominantly on one channel?
No.
Are they below the age of 40?
Yes.
30?
No.
Are they on TV at the moment?
Yes.
Ask if it's Trisha.
Is it Trisha?
No.
You can ask her.
Wouldn't it be great?
Well, he did say it was a man.
Oh, yeah. It was a man. Pass.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, yeah. You.
So the TV they've done predominantly is presenting.
Yes.
Did they present their own show? As in, they were the only presenter of the show?
looking at his notes.
Have they ever presented a show with their name in the title?
No.
Right.
I'm going to hurry along proceedings by having a stab in the dark, Alan.
Okay.
Is this person Jamie Theakston?
No, but the right lines, actually.
Oh, right.
Do you want a clue to hurry along? The main presenting was on BBC One.
Oh, Jimmy Savile.
I don't know, pass.
Kids, BBC One.
Oh.
Is it Phillips? No. Is it at no? Is it... It's a pass.
I don't know.
He's Welsh.
Tom Jones.
Welsh.
Tom Jones.
Vacant.
Proper name would be...
Tim Vincent?
Yes!
Are you having a laugh?
Why is that funny?
Mate. Now, did I not lose my... Rachel... Look at Rachel's body language.
I'm looking, looking at Rachel.
She crosses her arms, and she's walking away.
Not looking.
Look at Dave, head down.
I'm looking at you.
You just wasted 5 minutes of everybody's time with a guess who from that talentless idiot who used to be on Blue Peter.
That was exciting. He used to work on Blue Peter.
Are you insane? Tim Vacant? We stop our show for that pillock?
I'm sorry.
Are you on glue?
I was quite excited to see Tim Vincent sat outside a cafe around the corner from Radio 1. I was like, look at that.
He came back into the office and went, that's a guess who for tomorrow.
Do you know why he was sitting outside the cafe? Because he'd probably just been to the job centre.
It's coming right for me to say this.
Jesus.
It's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming.
Tim Vincent? You're having a laugh, Alan.
Really wanna work this.
That's the worst one since Dave saw Dr. Hilary Jones.
And Dr. Mark Porter.
I should stay in this relationship. When I'm hurting, baby, I ain't happy, baby. Must have something.
Body ain't jumping like it is. Tim Vacant. Unbelievable.
Let it burn.
And they're going, oh, he's he was really excited. But a great guess who for the show. I'm thinking, who is it? Like Luke Skywalker, or, you know. Puff Daddy, like Vernon Matthews.
Bruce Lee.
Someone like that, you know. Tim Vincent. Alan's holiday can start today. It can go, you know, go today. Tim Vincent. That's right, Chris, I saw, wait for it, Yvette Fielding and Simon Groom. He's going to explode with excitement.
I was going to say, actually, Mark Curry, but he's not in his 30s, is he?
That's right, Chris, Peter Duncan. One. Right, coming up. The brilliant Shapeshifters record, which I love so much, Lotus Theme, and a great song from Coldplay, and then Car Park Catchphrase. After news of sport, it's 9:32.
Another accident involving Chinese cocklers.
And England's cricketers look for improvement.
BBC.
Newsbeat. Beyonce has been talking to Newsbeat about her other job as an actress. She's currently working with Steve Martin in Paris on a new Pink Panther film. The movie opens here next summer. In it, Beyonce plays Zania, an international pop star.
Acting is a new love for me, and it's something challenging and something I want to do more of. And when I get opportunities like this, I have to definitely be a part of this. It's been wonderful.
In it.
Michael Vaughan reckons England aren't far off.
And the weather may be starting sunny where you are, but rain and gales are going to sweep across South Wales and southern England. There'll be a few showers for the rest of us. You get me.
One Road Travel.
Sponsored by Mills Mile for Sport Relief. Text Scott to 82125. Text costs £1. 70p goes to Sport Relief.
It's the A129 in Essex this morning. Rayleigh Hill Street is closed both ways at the Eastwood Road Junction. It's all because they need to repair a burst water main in it.
The Mills Mile for Sport Relief, in association with...
One Road Travel, on Radio 1.
Check me, it's 9:36.
You get me, in it, 9:36, baby boy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, this is Westwood and the Police. A breakfast in your face. Yeah, here's my dog, MC Dave.
Word to your mother. Guess what, by the way, we're actually talking street jive yesterday with some local street hoodlums.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you keeping it fresh?
We were keeping it fresh.
You get me.
Give me a tenner, man, right?
Are you famous?
No.
You Chris Moyles, innit?
No.
You are, yeah. Give me a tenner.
Why?
Because you're famous, innit?
But the best...
No.
The best bit of that whole thing, right,
You sat with with your mate Jez Edwards, right?
Yeah.
He used to be in Holby City and Hollywood and all that. So they recognise that he's an actor, blah blah blah. They say to him, "What are you famous for?" And somebody, as a joke, said that he was famous famous wrestler.
Me
from WWF SmackDown, right? And then the conversation goes on for about another 10 minutes, and then one of them goes, "Yeah, what was that guy? Where's he from?" They're kind of WWF SmackDown man, and they all believed you. And we said that your name was Stone Cold Steve Sober,
which you couldn't say then and have such difficulty now. They looked at Jeremy Edwards. You know Jeremy Edwards, lovely bloke. And they walk up, these kids, they just lean over the beer garden wall. "You get me? Yeah, you're an actor, innit? You're an actor." And then two of them turn around to each other and go, "He's an actor. Yeah, he used to do Holby City, but now he's retired." "Give us a tenner." Save me, Scylla.
Hiya, it's Scylla here. What a surprise, surprise. Chris Moyle's doing the Sport Relief Mile. Well, good on you, Chuck. You can count on me to sponsor you. Draw now.
Okay, Steve, if you can just read this into the microphone, that'd be great for me, team.
"Hi, Chris. This is Steve Redgrave. I thought I'd give you a ring to wish you luck for the Sport Relief Mile on July the 10th. You'll need it. Thanks, mate."
That's great, Steve. Thanks. Can I just stop for a moment, please? Scott Mills yesterday tried to beat me in how many text messages he could get sponsoring for the Sport Relief Mile. If you could, can you all just get your phones out now, please? Right? And go to your messages and write a text message that says the word Chris. C-H-R-I-S. That's all you need to do. Please, do it now. Just grab your phone and I'll shut up and play Cowboy Catchphrase. Grab your phone, get your messages, write Chris. C-H-R-I-S, okay, and then send it to this number, 82125. That's 82125. It'll cost you a pound. 70p of that pound will go straight to Sport Relief. So if you want, you can text a couple of times. And what happens is, the needy get money, the poor get you know, things, the hungry get food, and the homeless get shelter, and we really help people. Plus, Scott Mills gets humiliated in front of the whole nation. Once again, that's text saying Chris to 82125 now. God bless you.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, just leave it.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Natasha and I'm from London.
Hey! Whereabouts in London, Natasha?
Wandsworth.
Well, is that not good?
As long as you live at the good end, it's fine.
Right, where do you live?
In the bad end.
Do you? Are you a bad girl in the bad end?
Yes.
Wow. What do you do?
I'm a PA. Well, I was until last week, and I got fired.
Is that because you're rubbish?
Yeah.
Were you not very good?
No, I'm very good, but they just didn't like me.
Oh.
So, yes, it's very sad. First time ever in my whole life, so... I'm now a lady that lunches.
Don't worry, I've been fired a couple of times, don't worry about it.
Okay.
And Alan could get fired today. Tim Vincent. Well, maybe when we'll hire you for the show as a PA.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah. Are you used to a lot of money?
I don't know, about £10.
A week?
A week, yeah, perfect. That'll do.
That's a little bit more than we pay at Radio 1, but I'll have a word and see what we can do.
As long as it pays for the beers in the pub, that's fine.
Right, okay. No, Fergus does that. whereabouts... laughing, you don't even know why you're laughing at that. It's a private joke. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Seat Leon Cupra R.
Nice wheels. And where are you parked?
I'm parked in Waitrose Car Park in Surbiton.
Hey, don't spend too much money in there. Remember, you've got no job.
Exactly.
Hey, you can move in with Alan. He always accepts people with no jobs.
Do you think he'll let me off with not paying any rent?
Yes. He does with his other two flatmates, so...
Magic.
There you go. Right, let's hear your horn, Natasha.
Oh, hang on.
Beautiful. Mm. Right, hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Caton and I'm from Scunthorpe.
Hooray! Your name's what?
Caton.
Caton?
Start at the mix.
Caton?
Caton.
Caton.
How do you spell it?
C-A-T-O-N.
O-N for knobby?
No.
Caton.
C-A-T-O-N. O-M for mother?
No, N.
N.
For Nobby?
For Nancy.
For Nobby.
Yes, yeah. I was right.
He was right.
Right, so Joss has written... Is it Joss or Alan who's done this? Joss has spelled it K-A-T-U-M for mother.
No, that's not right, no.
And you're C-A-T-U-N.
No, O-N.
O-N?
Yeah.
Caton.
Yeah.
That's a lovely name.
Mm.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Where does it come from?
My dad.
Yeah.
Not as far as I know.
You're drunk at the christening. What will you call this child? What? Okay, brilliant. It's going to be worse. I know somebody whose parents were drunk at the christening. He ended up being christened Whiskey. What do you do, Caton?
I'm a computer engineer.
Oh, for who?
For HPP Systems.
I used to work for them.
Did you?
Yeah, they're brilliant, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, and I believe they give you a day off if they get mentioned on Radio 1.
Do they? Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Isn't that nice of them?
Didn't tell me that.
Yeah, yeah, Friday you'll get off for that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What are you driving?
Driving a 316 BMW.
Mmm, nice wheels.
Bella's Rodder's
Fit. Hey! Right, let's hear the horn. That'll do. Let's hear yours, Natasha. Okay, one's higher, one's lower. That should be easy.
Caton higher.
Right, are you ready, Natasha?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready, Caton?
I am.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Here we go, best of three. Good luck. Mr. Fish is out walking his cat, Steve, in London's famous Trafalgar Square. It's a lovely day, so Mr. Fish decides to let Steve off his cat leash and let him have a run about. Oh no, Mr. Fish, what have you done? The cat has gone running over to a load of pigeons and is causing pandemonium. Mr. Fish has stupidly let his cat in. I think that was Natasha.
It was.
Yes.
The cat amongst the pigeons.
The cat amongst the pigeons.
You're right!
Well done, Natasha.
Thank you.
Caton, just a little bit too slow.
Oh, well.
Oh,
can't win them all.
Well, and you didn't win that one, did you? Right, get the next one right. You're still in. Natasha gets it right. She wins the game.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish has got a stall at Glastonbury, even though it's finished, and is selling herbal hats to the passing hippies. The stall next to him is like a baker's, selling freshly baked cakes. Mr. Fish likes to measure success by what other people are selling, and he reckons his hats are selling as well as the cakes are. I think that was Natasha again.
Yeah, selling like hotcakes.
Selling like hotcakes?
You're a winner!
Yay!
Caton, where were you?
I was a bit slow again. I got it, but I was a bit slow.
Yeah, well, you said it. Have a lovely day in your BMW.
Can I have a couple of
shout-outs? Yeah, off you go. Right, well done, Natasha.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You've won a wonderful prize.
Tell me.
Alad. Yay. Alad will come and work for you as your PA for a week. Good luck, you'll need it.
Thank you.
He'll bore you with his Dove body silk stories and make bad tea. All right, so there you go. You've won your very own Alad.
Yay.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much, and you take care.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. They're the kind of quality listeners we have on this show. A thick guy from Scunthorpe and a woman who's got no job. There you go. Quality. But I love them all, Dave. Right, that's it. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you to Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
This is Radio 1. This
Radio 1. Chris Moyles.
From 7. Could've just got Millsboro. You know, there's a thing after 5 o'clock, it's your call.
Yeah.
I want to be on that later.
Yeah.
Well, text in, see if they'll phone me back.
Joe Wiley.
10.
Got Keane in the live lounge. Brothers and sisters in the live lounge today. Really thrilled to have the company now of Elijah Woods. You're quite a fan of Radio 1.
I am. I'm just a huge music fan.
Colin and Ian.
From 1.
What? Snippy is my personal superhero.
He's a beagle.
Hi, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Are you joking?
No, it really is me. We do call you back. What track would you like to hear, Chris?
I'd love to hear Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams, and It's My Car.
It's on for you now, thanks.
This
is Radio 1.
Thanks for listening to the show today. I start therapy at 10:30 this morning. Back bright and breezy and normal tomorrow morning at 7.
There's still a little bit of your taste.
One more time, do you want to hear my good luck message from Chris Eubank?
Yes, please.
Okay. You're... Oh, no. Gonna hear Chris Eubank.
Normal.
Right. Try not to laugh during this message from Chris Eubank.
Chris Moyles, this is Chris Eubank, the Lord of the Men of Britain. You, sir, I do believe you are, in your field, an absolute legend. People keep on bumping your name up to me, and I keep on thinking to myself, this man, I need to meet him again, but outside of that radio station. When I came to your radio station last, I remember you giving me the utmost respect, of which I am profusely appreciative. Perhaps we can meet at some point in the near future. I know that you're going to be in Leeds. I'm going to be in Brighton doing this one-mile track. I'm going to actually walk it. If you run it, I'll trot it. Because I have to step up to the plate. I'm not going to have you, sir, just because you have the first name that I have, getting ahead of me. I look forward to seeing you in the near future, Mr. Moyles. An absolute pleasure. In fact, always an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
There you go. Christopher Livingston Eubank there. Yes, but no. But yes, but no. But, yes, trot. Genius, isn't he?
Ordinary guy.
Hey. I'll whoop his ass. I'll run faster than him.
He's going to walk it. Can't lose to him.
Right, Joe Wiley's next. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow morning at 7. Goodbye.
Hiya, it's Sillery.
Radio 1.